Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Keyshawn comes up with it. Looking for Whitmore. Kick out. Johnson, pure three in the corner. Whitmore,
right there.
Over the tray again. Relocates.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You see why they drafted him.
And came into camp talking about being more of a reliable guard in that second unit.
Another corner three. One, two, three.
That's good job. Trey Johnson in your first game. Chris Miller, Drew Gooden on the call last night. The Wizards didn't win the game, which is also good news. We want them to finish with one of the eight worst records in the NBA. I think that's pretty much a given. At one point in the first half, Milwaukee had made 12 threes. Yeah, some of the defensive situations weren't pretty, but really loved what Kyshawn George and Trey Johnson did last night. George was the guy last year that I actually really liked. Trey Johnson was, as most of you know who care about the NBA and care about the NBA draft, that's who I wanted them to select at number six overall. And he looked the part. No one will question his ability to shoot it. You saw that at Texas. There were a couple of things that I'll nitpick about his performance. Not for long, I promise. But I will get to that shortly. We have a power-packed show today. We got a lot of people that are going to join us on the show today. We have Charch. We've got Denton coming up in this hour. We've got an NFL guest. We've got some Steve Suter film breakdown. We've got power rankings today. Lots going on a show during a week that is one of the busiest of the sports calendar. NFL, college football in full swing, the World Series getting ready to begin tomorrow night, and the NBA has now kicked off its season with a major blockbuster ugly story to talk about this morning. Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier arrested this morning. One in Miami, one in Oregon, all gambling related. We'll get to the details on this because there's still a lot that I have to soak in here on what Chauncey Billups in particular, a Hall of Fame player, okay, a player that's made $150 million in his lifetime as an NBA player and coach. But there's a lot to get to. The Terry Rozier thing had been bubbling up for a couple of years. We had the Michael Porter Jr. brother incident where he essentially got booted from the league. Gambling, man, betting on sports. It's fun, can also get dangerous. Good morning, everybody. Max is here with me. Let me get this out of the way. No smell test pick tonight. A lot of you thought for sure I was going to give out the Vikings. I'm not giving out the Vikings. The action's pretty split. Actually, if anything, the under looks right in this game. It's 45. There's a lot of overaction, but no official pick from me on the Thursday night game, which should be a good one. Chargers-Vikings, kind of a big game for both teams. The Chargers sitting there at 4-3. You know, they started 3-0. They've lost three out of their last four. They have major offensive line issues. We saw that when Washington went to L.A. just 2 weeks ago. Remember that 2 weeks ago when Jaden was lights out after the first two drives? Kroski Merritt was going to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. The pass rush was dominant. Trey Amos starting to look like maybe the Defensive Rookie of the Year. Remember that? That was just 2 weeks ago. Relax. There are bad games. There are bad stretches in seasons. There are even bad seasons, especially when you have an S-load of injuries. But wait a few weeks. The NFL weather changes pretty quickly. But it should be a good game tonight. Carson Wentz is starting, correct? I think he is.
Yes, he is starting tonight.
Yeah, you know, that situation is an interesting situation. You can't obviously have an opinion on J.J. McCarthy at this point. He's only played two games. I mean, drafts in general, you got to just back off, you know, the evaluation after a year and some time. The thing you would say about McCarthy is availability is the best ability. And when he was available for those brief two games or two and a half games, he did not play well. He did not look the part, that's for sure. But long way to go there. Carson Wentz doesn't really look like the part either. The Chargers are banged up. That should be a decent... We've had some really entertaining Thursday night football games. Last week, the Joe Flacco win over Pittsburgh was phenomenal. The week before that was Giants over Eagles. We had walk-off, you know, kicks in back-to-back weeks previous to that. So maybe we'll get another really good Thursday night game to kick off, believe it or not, week 8 already in the NFL. Week 8. Insane that we are here already approaching the halfway mark of the NFL season with the college season, and we'll talk to Denton about this as we preview the upcoming weekend, now into the second half of its season. So, NBA last night, before we get to this breaking story here this morning, Neil in Rockville, by the way, if you're listening and you want to call in to the hotline or just the regular line, I know that you have read through a lot of this stuff, so it would be interesting to get your thoughts on it. But real quickly, Wembanyama last night was probably the story of NBA night number two. Wembanyama is 7'5", has a wingspan from here, you know, from downtown D.C. to Frederick, and he just looks different than any player we've seen in the league in a long time. I think I felt that way about Giannis for several years. He dwarfs Giannis. If you watched any of the game last night, it was interesting to watch Anthony Davis try to guard him. Anthony Davis looked like a JV player next to Wembanyama, size-wise. Wembanyama is just so tall and so long, and then on top of that, so ridiculously skilled. It's scary how skilled he is for somebody that tall. An excellent ball handler. Faces, can go by you with the dribble, can create off the dribble, can shoot the three. He can do it, you know, stepping back. He can do it spotting up. He's obviously around the basket, a dunk machine, a lob machine. He is a defensive force. 40 points, 15 rebounds, 3 block shots in 30 minutes last night. 30 minutes of action. They destroyed Dallas in the opener 125-92. He's really got and there's a chance here, and I think most of you who follow the NBA realize this. Wembanyama is going to change the game in a lot of ways. We've never seen somebody this tall, this skilled.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, when I watch him, for you old school guys, I think of Ralph Sampson and the way he looked when he was such an outlier, because at 7'4", Ralph could put the ball on the floor. Ralph could face the basket and shoot. Ralph wanted to be a point guard. He fancied himself to be a point guard, even though he was a 7'4 center. And when he got to the NBA and he was side by side with Hakeem Olajuwon, he was the forward. He was not the center. Now, back then, you're not shooting threes. I think Ralph could have shot a lot of threes. He had a great stroke. He could put the ball on the floor. Not at the same level as Wembanyama, though. I think Ralph always felt like he was a better ball handler than he was. And look, the NBA with free-flowing, no hand check, etc., it's a different game, obviously, than it was back then. But there is, like, every time I watch Wembanyama, I'm like, that's what I kind of thought about Ralph back in those days. Ralph Sampson is one of the greatest college basketball players ever, of all time. I mean, the only thing that, you know, keeps him from being consistently in that conversation for everybody is the fact that he didn't win a national championship. You know, he got to a Final Four, but didn't win a national championship. And the expectation, especially his senior year, was they were going to win the whole thing. They were a one seed. NC State knocked them off, the Valvano team, in the Elite Eight in Atlanta. And that sent Ralph home for good. Obviously, he ended up having a really solid NBA career, but never turned into what we thought he could turn into. But Wembanyama, man, whew. The San Antonio Spurs and that organization, God, they got the number one pick. Imagine if Wembanyama was here in Washington, how this organization would be viewed, not only nationally, but, you know, not only locally, but nationally. It would be a lot more exciting than what we're going through right now. On the Wizards game, so I really like George. I liked George last year. I think out of all of the guys that have been drafted previous to this year, you know, we had Chase Hughes on the show, and Chase had, you know, George there as well. I love George. I love everything about him. He's versatile. He has a bit of a killer instinct in him as a scorer, as a shooter. He can score. He can shoot. He can defend. He can facilitate. 21 last night. Where's the box score? 21, 4 assists, 9 rebounds. He was 7 of 15 from the floor, 3 for 6 from behind the arc. Missed 4 free throws. Yeah, I did notice that. 21 points. Good game for him. I think he's the guy. I don't see him as like transcendent top five, but I definitely see him potentially as an all-star. And I think he's much more valuable, honestly, than Bilal Coulibaly, you know, kind of in that spot. And I like Coulibaly, especially on the defensive end. And then Trey Johnson, who I loved coming out, as most of you know, I wanted them really desperately at number 6 to pick him if he was still on the board. What you saw at Texas is what you saw last night. The dude can just flat out shoot it, but he's more than just a shooter. Here's the thing that just in his first game for me, and I have, you know, a bit of Bradley Beal flashback when it comes to this. He's just a little bit loose at times with the handle, you know? How many turnovers did he end up with last night? 4 turnovers last night in his first game in 26 minutes. I love it. I really like him. And this is his first game. 16 points, 5 of 11 from the floor, 4 for 8 from behind the arc. And you heard three or – did you play all four of them or just three of them coming
just three.
In?
We just had three.
Yeah. The one thing, you know, especially with young players like him, you can't end up – you got to protect the basketball. You know, you can't waste possessions with not seeing – you know, opposite passing lanes with having too loose of a handle. It was always my criticism of Beal more than anything else. Just as a ball handler, even coming out of Florida, he was just a bit too loose with it, and he turned the ball over a lot because of it, and it was always his problem in the NBA. But the long way to go, really good first night for him. 16 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block shot in 26 minutes. By the way, he only played for like, because I watched the whole game start to finish. I think I'm going to end up really liking Will Riley, the first round pick out of Illinois. He's not going to get a lot of time right now. Eventually he will. There's something about the way he competes that I like. I don't even know how many minutes he played. It was not a lot. 4 minutes last night. He had a steal, he had an assist, he had a rebound, and he had a made bucket in 4 minutes. I think we're going to end up liking Will Riley for sure. There you go. I mean, 133-120, Giannis, 37 points. They made 18 of 44 from behind the arc, but it's seemingly they made all of them in the first half. It seemed like it. Wizards actually made a bit of a run. They had it to 7. I never thought in watching it that Milwaukee wouldn't be able to turn on, hit the gas again and extend the lead, and it was never really a game that was truly in doubt. But some young players that are definitely worth the watch. They play tomorrow night in Dallas, and the Dallas coming off last night's absolute, annihilation loss to the Spurs and Wembanyama. So, look, this story that's breaking this morning, we got to get to it, and I will in the next segment. Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier arrested by the FBI this morning. Chauncey Billups is the head coach. This is a head coach. This is not a player. This is a head coach on night 2 in the NBA. It's not good. More on that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.